This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Brexit continues to send ripples through the British economy. Universities are the latest sector to take a hit. The number of students from the European Union applying to UK schools has dropped dramatically, down 43% this year. Since British higher education is heavily dependent on fees from overseas students, on its face, this looks like a disaster. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, it is actually not as bad as it seems.
There's little doubt why EU students are steering clear of British schools, says Vivian Stern of lobby group Universities UK.
I think it's an inevitable consequence of the change in EU student status following the UK's departure from the European Union.
Most EU students are now treated as foreigners in the UK without the financial benefits enjoyed by their British counterparts. Brian Pepin is with the UK's University Admission Service.
Many students from the European Union are no longer eligible for home fees or financial support.
Their tuition is no longer capped, as it is for Brits, at $12,700 a year. The average fee for foreign students is more than $21,000. The decline in EU interest is understandable, says Vivian Stern.
Really, the demand is being suppressed by the feeling that the UK is more unaffordable now than it was.
But is the sharp drop in EU applicants a severe hit to British universities?
This is going to probably sound surprising. It's not a financial blow at all.
Nick Hillmond of the Higher Education Policy Institute says, don't forget that even though EU applications are 43% down overall, there are still 28,400 EU students who have applied to come to the UK this year.
Because they'll be paying those much higher fees, the actual amount of money the universities are getting may very well not fall at all. They could get just as much money to educate fewer students.
And there's more room for more lucrative foreign students from outside the EU. Applications from them are up 14% this year. But there is one worry. China, which has strained relations with Britain, has by far the largest group of foreign students in the UK.
If tensions between the UK government and China continue to be ramped up, then it could have a knock-on consequence.
It seems unlikely, he says, but if Beijing were to order home all or many of the 100,000 Chinese students in the UK, it could leave a very large hole in British university finances. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.